Marilyn, go ahead. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
Yes, you asked me to call.
I did?
Yes. I'm one of your patients.
I know you are, dear, and I'm you know, I ask a lot of my patients to call to share their experiences, and you know, some of them take me up on it and some of them don't.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I didn't know. Did you want to ask me questions, or how did you want to do?
Well, let's start this. How did you find out about me originally?
All right. Originally, I heard about you in June of 08,
uh-huh.
when my brother sent me your book, The Great Health Heist, and a letter.
And what did the and your brother actually is, of course, a patient of mine, and
correct.
And he's called in to talk to me too at an earlier time. So you got the book, and I mean, were you suffering from some things? Were you?
Oh my, yes.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, what kinds of conditions, you know, had you been dealing with prior?
Being overweight all of my life. Depression,
uh-huh.
High blood pressure, diabetes. I think those are the things that we need to talk about.
We don't want to get any more than that.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. So you had all these things, and you were obviously, I mean, I know, because you were obviously doing some things to handle this situation in the past.
Correct.
And what kinds of things were you doing?
Well, I don't advise the first way I was doing.
That's okay.
I lost some weight due to stress because our mother died.
Okay.
And I knew that I wasn't eating right, and I just didn't feel good. When my brother sent me the book, I sat down and read it in one sitting.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's, you know, it kind of reads fast.
It does.
Good.
And I've always been open to other points of view other than the American Medical Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed that I called and made an appointment.
And did your brother's positive results have any influence on that, or was it?
Yes, of course. it's the first time in my life that I've taken my brother's advice.
Wow. And I know that right there is huge.
Yes, it's very huge.
And especially important to you.
Exactly.
Because that's really something that you'd you'd like to, an area that you would like to be and are working on.
Yes, exactly.
So that's terrific, don't you think?
Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And were you taking some drugs too, and you still are taking some drugs?
Prescription
yes. Drugs. Yes, of course.
Okay.
We're always referring to prescription medications here.
Okay. Just checking. All right. I love your sense of humor, Paul. That's what helps make this process so pleasurable.
Thank you. So you were taking them, and so you had all these things, and you're doing some drugs, and you're trying to find out what's going on. And so you come in and you get the evaluation. Was that a painful process?
Not at all. In fact, I'm a people person, so it was very. Anybody can have this evaluation, and because you're fully dressed and it's very professional.
You mean I'm fully dressed or you're fully?
we're both fully dressed.
Hey, this is a family show, Marilyn.
I know. Well, usually, you know, when you have an exam by a medical doctor.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You're in a gown, and
right.
It's like, no, you just stay in your own clothes.
Right.
That was wonderful.
Right. Uh-huh. And so then you got the evaluation, and you got the information, right. And you looked at it, and you noticed you were going to have to make some lifestyle changes, in particular
correct.
in your diet.
Right.
And you elected to, grab the baton and go for it. And,
exactly.
And I think you've been with me now for just a little over a year, isn't it?
Not quite. It'll be, I first heard of you in June of 08, but I actually started in July.
And so what result?
Oh, well, marvelous results. I've lost over 70 pounds.
Wow.
In fact, the other day I got on the scale, and I am 3 pounds under the weight I was when I got married in 1971.
Wow, which is, I know, was...
Oh, phenomenal, because I never thought I would get below that mark. So, and it's been so effortless. I mean, I haven't had to starve myself. It's just been, it's really, it's the side benefit. It's the, oh, by the way, I'm losing weight.
And also you've noticed when you stick to the diet,
yes,
when you do what you're supposed to,
yes,
which includes not eating sugar.
Exactly.
What about the moods and the mood swings?
Much improved moods. My depression is under much better control, and life is much brighter and happier, and I do just emotionally so much better.
And what about your blood sugars?
Oh, blood sugars are way down.
And that's even considering the fact that you were continuing to take medications. Your blood sugar still.
Exactly. However, in March, I was able, to, with my medical doctor's approval, I was able to cut my blood pressure medicine in half.
Wow.
I am one of my diabetic medicines in half.
Wow. And we're working towards
getting rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and I have good news for you, too.
Please.
The last time that I had an appointment with you, which was last week, mm-hmm, you made me promise to call you if I was tempted to eat the wrong things. And you notice I didn't call you.
I did notice that.
Well, I know what my two struggles are, and that's on Monday at a job and Friday at a volunteer position, and both of them and potluck at church. And I wasn't even tempted to eat the cookies, candy, or the things I'm not supposed to eat.
And what would you suggest to these areas that are supposed to be supporting everybody, you know, with respect to the food choices? I mean, wouldn't it be a real gesture of you know, good faith to suggest that maybe they should be serving some healthier options?
Well. Yes, they do have healthier options as well, but of course, most of them aren't aware of your program. So that's up to me to let them be more aware.
Well, not just my program, but the body's program.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like, you know, I didn't like conjure this up from some.
No. But I think the point I want to make, Paul, is
please,
that it's with some discipline and encouragement from your office and you, of course, and your office staff, who are absolutely wonderful, it's not difficult to do. I've been on some weight loss programs for years and years and years, and it was a real struggle.
Mm.
This is not a struggle.
Oh, that's fabulous. And don't you think that support, too, you know, at times is really critical?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. The encouragement, and it's very good that no one in your office or my office or my food police. I'm in charge of my program and what I do and not do, and I even when I slip, I get encouragement.
And the
knowledge how to fix it, which I think is so important.
That is so great, Marilyn. Thank you so much for calling. What would you say? One last thing. What would you say to your friends, your family, your colleagues, your, you know, members in the community, if they wanted to actually take control of their situation? I mean, would you make any recommendations?
Yes, I would recommend that they call and get an evaluation, because I know that you said you don't take everyone. And I remember in the when you were explaining my evaluation, you said, now, Marilyn, these are the three things you must stay away from: sugar, grains, and fruit sugar. Are you willing to do that? And I said, yes. And it really, really does make the difference.
It really does make the difference, doesn't it? And of course,
it really does. And it's not that difficult. Your health is worth the investment to find out.
That's exactly right.
And to get on the program.
That's exactly right. Well, you're a dear, and I totally appreciate, you know, your sharing this
you're
with
welcome.
Other people. Because, you know, when it comes just from me,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
And
it's
so...
Like, well, it's his business, so he's going to tell you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It really works, and I've told a lot of people, and I've given a lot of your books away, and some people just aren't willing to take that risk. How can this be true? And it's like, well, look at me. I'm a living example.
They're your living example.
And people are very aware of my change in size and attitude, And I mean, it's very noticeable now.
It is. It's very noticeable. But, you know, both physical and emotional, too, which
exactly.
is really, really terrific.
Exactly.
And
it's not invasive, which I like.
And I know that your brother is ecstatic.
Oh, yes. And I also recommended it to one of my sisters, and she is doing well on it, too.
She is, isn't she? And maybe one of these days she'll call me, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, we'll encourage her.
You have a great day, yes, and you just have a great day, and I know you're going to have great calls today.
Well, thank you. I already had a great one right here. Thanks, Marilyn. I really appreciate it, and have a good rest of the weekend.
I will.